This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Chinese state media report that President Xi Jinping has sent a message to U.S. President Donald Trump and his wife Melania, wishing them a speedy recovery from the coronavirus, a disease Mr. Trump refers to as the China virus. Russian President Vladimir Putin has sent a get-well telegram. President Trump is at a military hospital outside Washington, where he's being treated for COVID-19, as he joins more than 7.3 million people in the United States to be hit by the infection. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center, where he is being given the antiviral remdesivir, which can often cut down on recovery time in COVID cases. The 74-year-old chief executive was forced to cancel all of his re-election campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. The White House says the president will remain hospitalized for a few days, but it seems clear that will depend on his condition. We're told the president is able to carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." White House Dr. Sean Connolly says his patient is doing very well, that there is no need for supplemental oxygen. We're waiting for a briefing from Dr. Connolly set for this hour. First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. Meanwhile, there is said to be widespread concern over how many people in the president's orbit he may have infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Politico was the first to report that among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien, along with Republican Party chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. At least some who attended last week's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court have been stricken. Among them, Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden continues his campaign while offering President Trump his best wishes for a speedy recovery. Biden has for now stopped using a series of negative ads aimed at Mr. Trump's performance in office, though he says the president's illness should serve as a lesson about the importance of such COVID safeguards as face masks. He called it a bracing reminder that everyone needs to take COVID seriously. The vice presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence will apparently go ahead as scheduled Wednesday night. The conventional wisdom is that it's taken on added importance given the current situation with the president. The latest coronavirus numbers from Johns Hopkins University: worldwide, almost 34.7 million infections and 1,029,000 fatalities. Here in the U.S., deaths total close to 209,000. Brazil comes next with a loss of 145,000 lives. 8 months after the coronavirus arrived in India, the number of deaths from the disease today rose well above 100,000. Nearly 6.5 million people have been infected, second only to the case count in the United States. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said today he worried for Boris Johnson's life when the Prime Minister was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April. Raab stood in for Johnson for almost a month while he recovered. Johnson first became ill in late March and spent time in intensive care. The UK has lost more than 42,000 people to the coronavirus. At least 8 people are missing in France after a storm passed through the southeastern part of the country, causing strong floods around the city of Nice. Meteo France said that 450 millimeters of rain were recorded over 24 hours in some areas. That is the equivalent at this time of year to about 4 months of rain. The storm is now posing a threat to Italy. In the U.S. state of California, fire crews are battling flames raging in the foothills of the Napa Valley wine region as forecasts call for a return of dangerous high winds and hot weather this weekend. The so-called glass fire broke out last Sunday near the resort community of Calistoga, some 75 miles north of San Francisco, and has already destroyed about 250 homes and other structures. Thick smoke covers deserted Napa Valley communities that would typically be crowded with visitors for the annual grape harvest. Lebanese state media are reporting that the government has asked Interpol to issue arrest warrants for the Russian captain and the owner of a ship that brought the explosive material that detonated at Beirut port in August, killing nearly 200 people. About 2 months after the explosion that injured thousands and ravaged the Lebanese capital, questions remain about why and how the cargo was abandoned. There have been charges of negligence by Lebanese authorities. Nearly 20 people, including port and customs officials, have been detained in the blast. More news online at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.